thank you, Frank.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank, for coming.
Can I respond to one, and I'll make it short? The billboard companies do have a certain public space time, whether it's 2501, 2-3, public service time. However, this is one time.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to rule out of order. I don't want to think I'm sorry.
It'll take 1 second.
It matters.
No, we're out of order. We're at nine and we're on the road.
I can't talk afterwards.
Thank you. Just talk about it out of time. We're at time for public comment and we're at the vote on the motion and we're moving on the agenda. No, there's additional time for public comment later. There is additional time for public comment later in the agenda. We move the public comment up to get comment on the motion. The motion is the motion as amended on the Jackson Lewis Law Firm. Will members of the body please stop cross-talking? There was a request for a roll call vote, so I asked the secretary to call the roll for the motion as amended on Jackson Lewis.
Ken Aaron.
Abstain.
Chuck Anderson.
In favor.
I'm Ken A. Antrim is absent. Rodrigo Argueta.
Abstain.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Bassan.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Yes.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Thank you. Ollie Lexa.
Pass.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Thank you. Dutch Merrick.
In favor.
Margie Murray.
Pass.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
He doesn't vote, does he?
Yeah, he wants.
He votes whenever he wants.
John Parker.
Yes, sir.
Summer Reed.
I'm abstaining, but still pending as PMB.
Lawrence Reyes.
721, yes.
John Wenger.
Yes.
All right, I'm
13-0.
I'm going back for the passes. Ollie Lexa.
I have to abstain for the same reason that it's pending, but I am in favor.
He's going to vote the first time he calls the roll.
Margie Murray.
Can we check for you?
I'm also going to abstain.
Pass, you can run this.
Did I miss anybody?
You've never done that. Guess you weren't paying attention.
They can have moved as you go.
Good all the time.
The vote is yes, 13, no, 0, abstain, 6, the motion passes.
So moving on, we're at the outreach committee report.
Well, we have PMB directors respond to public questions for 5 minutes.
I think that's happened already. Quickly, the outreach committee report. Outreach committee report, do you have a motion?
Do you have a printed copy of the report?
I submitted the report electronically as I was told.
Where is it?
To the secretary.
I never got it.
As I was told. I submitted two reports.
They sent it to the secretary.
The one that was due in February and the one for this one.
Okay, I did not receive you and send the report to the LFB and KPSK, actually. So in the future, please
send that to the other speaker. As an appendix.
No, I'm saying please send it. The chair should send the report to LSB and KPSK.
Okay. I don't have a problem doing that. But if you want to set precedent, then ask all the chairs to do the same thing.
I am asking all the chairs to do the same thing. I'm just saying that.
That's it.
We will correct that list. I understand that.
I do have something to
report. Yes, please do.
We reached out to the station. We provided some volunteers. We provided volunteers for our update. We still need a budget. And that. So we asked, we did what the board directed us to do. You know, I would have been more than happy to bring written reports here, but I was told to submit them electronically. That was the motion that was passed. So that's what I did.
I believe you putting forward a motion for a picnic.
Yeah.
All right. Can we read the report out loud? Can we just read the same report out loud now?
Just make the motion.
We're making a motion to have a picnic in June at Glendale Grand Park.
Grand Park.
Grand Park. And that would be to try to increase our membership, do outreach, and also it's a free event. We're going to try to register people as well, and we're going to do outreach in that community. And what? Is this going to be entertainment? And we're also going to honor political prisoners.
For the what?
Honor
political prisoners.
Honor, I didn't hear you.
Honor political prisoners.
I'm sorry.
All honor political prisoners.
What is the date?
The date is
June 10th.
June 10th.
I have a question. Is this picnic done in alliance with any other organization?
No.
So what is this? Pardon me?
We wouldn't object. I wouldn't object to it.
Well, I mean, how are you going to get... What's your plan for getting people to come to it?
We're going to do outreach. We're going to try to get a media sponsor. I don't have to. I'm going to put that on the community calendar. We're going to make flyers. So that's just part.
So okay, and then and just one other. Which particular political prisoners are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about a how many you want.
No, no. I mean, is it just general all political prisoners?
All political prisoners.
In all countries.
Lynn Stewart, Mumia Abu-Jamal, and all political prisoners in the world. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get a media sponsor for an event where we're generally, as a radio station, media sponsors for other events.
I didn't say I was going to get. I said I requested.
You're going to try and get a media sponsor for an event by a media sponsor. What am I missing here?
You're missing that it may not be media sponsored. What you're missing is that we want it to be aired. We want the cards to be aired. We want to develop the card. We want the station to play.
On KPFK.
It doesn't have to be a media sponsor. You could get that out of your mind.
Well, that's what you said. You're looking for a media sponsor.
He wants to. He wants to.
He wants us to promote it. Yeah. Yeah.
We might be able to speak together about too. Especially you.
But just as a follow-up, the theme of the picnic is going to be recognition. I know, I'm sorry. All right, I'm out of the queue. Go ahead.
Tom, I wasn't next. I'd best see a hand up first.
Yeah.
Just to add, you know, if we promote equally, not detrimental for it.
I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous.
Equally.
As much as other things.
As much as any other event.
Okay, time has expired. I really don't want to entertain the extension, so I'd like to call the question.
What question?
You said that outreach events are supposed to come to the body.
What? By the approval.
So move. Second it.
Okay. Any objection?
And remember,
Brenda
was called.
Need to put her hand up.
Just a point of order. There's no public transit near Glendale, so that's something for the outreach committee. I vote in favor of it. I'm sorry.
Not too bad.
You said who you're aligning with or whatever, but then...
Who am I aligning
with? Nobody right now. And then, you know, can they...
I'm aligning with the boys.
Right. But if there are other groups, like political parties, sometimes all of a sudden at the end they show up, we can't really align with political parties, my understanding is, as a 501c3. But sometimes your events, all of a sudden, when, you know, we...
Well, if people want to say, well,
Lawrence, let me finish.
Should we say no?
Lawrence, let me finish. Yes, you must say no. We cannot, align with political rules.
All right, but, I'm sorry. Last time, excuse me.
You can't do that,
Liz. Respect the chair, please.
Stop.
Order.
Excuse me, Mr. Anonymous Councilman, I'm going to ask you to leave unless you stop talking. And as Jeffrey raised last time, he's going to vote on the proposal. By a show of hands, I don't want to have a roll call. All in favor of the motion to have a picnic on June
10th
in Glen, okay. Opposed?
I'm agreeing.
Fine. Abstentions. One, two. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the personnel committee.
Okay. The personnel committee met. I'm sorry, I didn't get that information about sending information from the region that I had. The personnel committee met this Monday, on the 16th. The first item that we discussed was the ITD survey, which was completed. We had about 37% response, more than the last time the survey was conducted by conducted. There was a motion to seal the survey results until after the PD position is permanently made.
Personal privilege, you speak much louder.
All right.
I know you've got the voice.
There was a motion that the results of the survey be sealed until such time as the permanent position of PD is filled. The next survey that the committee will conduct is the GM survey. It should be similar. The personnel committee motion, which was passed by the LSD in September of 2011, was that the GM report back on the status of the interim development director, and we have to the LSD, but we have not received that report. The committee also expressed concern that in not advertising this position, the station may be in violation of the EEOC requirements. There is an unpaid, interim business manager position, which has been advertised on the website for 2 years, but we had no information about the responses or what was happening with the process itself. However, the website announcement has now been removed. So we would appreciate having some information about what exactly happened. I was elected as chair pro tem for the 2012-13 year, pending election of the next meeting. The next meeting of the committee will be May 16th through the 12th, May 16th, 2012, at the KPFK support at 6 p.m. as much already announced.
Were all of the issues resolved in terms of the surveys, and are you going to use the same survey company? Were those issues that were human error on our part, or was it the survey itself? That means, like, I got John Parker's survey, for example, and there were several people who didn't receive the survey and complained, and I'm sure some had to have gotten out. But I, at the national board level, when we just had one screw up like that, and you know, it brought everything to a halt, and we had several glitches with this survey. Is that the company, or was the wrong data fed?
It had to do with, and I think Ali could answer more completely if he has information to supplement what I'm going to tell you. We worked very hard to get the list together. We worked for several months in order to compile a list to get the addresses. We started out with only a list of names from the station. and nothing else. And some of the names were outdated. We didn't have email addresses. We didn't have other things. So it was a process that we took a long time developing. We think that everything now is in order. It would be the work that we ourselves did. The survey company was very professional in handling it and setting things up correctly. This company has done a good job in the past, and the reason that we liked what they did is that they give each person a unique survey so that only one person can answer that survey, and that's it, and the results are completely confidential. It was recommended that we look into more than one and bring those, look at those competitive bids. And so I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I did like the fact that your name is on it because the one at the national board is not, so you can't tell if you're getting something erroneously. So that I did like.
So,
do you want to supplement my answer?
I can just specifically regarding Lydia's issue. And like John said, it was extremely difficult getting the lists and compiling them. At the end, it went out to 223 people, paid staff, unpaid staff, and LSB. In the case of the LSB, I was just given a list of email addresses and associated the names with the email addresses. And your name and John Parker's got switched. So that was rectified. The company made sure that it was not taken twice by either of you. And that's what happened in your case. In the case of a couple of other people, in the case of some of the other people who said they never got it, in fact, when we checked back with them, they had a couple of them had actually taken it because it keeps a track and you can't go back and retake it. You can go back and continue. And then those people said, oh, yes, they actually did end up taking it. So, and the result was... out of 223, 87 people completed it to 39% response rate, which is up from the last survey, which was 78 responses for a 29% response rate. And if I could, just since I was the crafter of that motion, the results are still sealed, and I do move that we keep them sealed until the permanent PD position is filled.
Yeah, so I'm going to consider that as a motion from the committee to the body. And two quick comments, right?
I second that if that's required. I just wanted to say, in the minutes, you know, will reflect that I was really impressed with how hard both John and Ali worked on this. I finally got one when I just couldn't fill it out because I wasn't available. It wasn't the fault of either of you guys. You guys went beyond the call of duty trying to get it to me. So there were some glitches, and hopefully they have been worked out. But it was clear to me that it wasn't glitches on your part or on your part. Initially, it was my resistance anyway, so that slowed the thing up. But then even when you guys were trying to do the best for me, it didn't seem to be possible. So I hope that's been cleared up with the company, because it's not your fault, and I thank you both for all the work you did.
I'm just wondering, you spend this much money, and was it to evaluate the assistant program director that's there now?
The interim.
And we're not going to, like, if the person happens to apply, are we going to, you know, use those results?
I don't think this is something we can talk about.
I thought that's when you're by
sealer.
We would address it at that time.
I know it's been a debate of some heat. The idea of having the survey, it's unfortunate we had to spend money on something that's been sealed. I do agree that we should seal it because there's a possible candidate involved. And I didn't necessarily agree with all the questions and where they're framed, but I wanted to give a big compliment to both Ollie and John, because when I also had a technical glitch that was completely computer-oriented, John especially stepped up and made sure and accommodated that I could get the survey, and I really appreciate that because I felt hurt. So thank you for your efforts, both of you.
Just to clarify, this was budgeted in a previous year's budget. The time was running out on the use of the thing, which otherwise would have been completely wasted money. So
it was already paid for,
and we had it was the time to have the second of two, we got a deal on getting two.
Use it or lose.
Okay, so calling the question on a motion to seal the results of the survey until the position is filled. Any objection to that? Seeing none, passes without objection. PD search report.
My phone.
PD search.
Oh, which, that one's personnel committee?
We went down with personnel.
I think that was it. I can put it in and turn it over to
Ollie. Put it in another
motion. I'm going to talk right now.
Keeping you honest.
PD search committee, at this point, we're down to our 19 finalists at this point. We are making telephone interviews. We're trying to get through this as quickly as possible. It's tough because we have to use the studios. We have to arrange with these people that are all over the country. We have to arrange for members of the committee to be there. But I will say that the interviews are going very well, and we hope to be able to submit a pool of finalists to the board and the GM as soon as possible.
Thank you.
I will also state that there was an LSB motion about public input, and we did note it, the public meeting for input for questions. And I will say that we used every single question that the public submitted during that meeting.
All right. I'm sorry, clarification, you said we had 19 finalists, and my understanding, being on the committee, is that those are 19 stomach finalists.
I'm sorry, he's correct.
We're going to have, now we're going to have pulled out another round of in-person interviews, or some other method. Is that correct?
At this point, we've whittled it down to 19. We're phoning them, we will evaluate them, and come up with the next round. Little by little.
Yeah.
So, because I think that we should at least know one meeting in advance of when it'll be brought to the LSB, when we have to schedule an executive session. So, tentatively, I'm not going to hold you to it, but tentatively, we would say June meeting versus May.
My goal, if we can keep this moving forward, is 6 weeks, so that probably means 8 weeks.
So the June meeting versus May. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the reason we're doing the studio is all the music is recorded, and so the same as any LSB member could come to look at the application, any LSB member would come to listen to the recording.
June or July.
What's the date for the June?
I'm saying June or July, depending on who you go. Yeah. Okay.
The June meeting is the third Wednesday in June,
July, Saturday.
Okay. Okay, so as far as the LSP and the motions, there's nothing further to be said about that. I think you said that going forward, there was some.
Well, I could add that since I was someone who was very familiar with the PNB motion, and I'm intimate with the motion, but then I actually work on some of that, that I'm doing what I can to comply what's in there at this point in the process.
Right.
Point of information? Third Wednesday, June 20th.
Thank you. First day of summer, I said.
First day of summer. Thank you.
Summer.
I used to
it's your day.
I get my first friend on birthday. I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Okay, the governance committee report. Mr. Langer.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah.
Would you read the motion that we have here? I'm so wirelessly dependent that I don't have a copy of the thing in front of me here.
You'd like the committee chair motion, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Any member in good standing of an LSB committee may serve as chair of that committee. And that motion was passed by the governance committee, 5-1 on February
13, 2012. Right. So I'll motivate that. The idea is that listeners who
regularly and dutifully attend LSB committee meetings and do the work ought to be able to be chairs, because these committees are only advisory committees, and so if somebody, for example, were the chair, a listener were to be chair of a governance committee, they just they still would have an LSB person present their motion. The work would get done, and this would be rewarding people who want to participate more. This is stimulating grassroots democracy. There's no threat to the empire because the LSB controls the power anyhow. So therefore, there's no reason not to support this.
Just brought something up, and maybe Lydia, you can help me with this. If the committee deals with personnel issues or confidential matters, would that listener still be eligible? Would they have to sign a non-disclosure, or does that exclude them from being eligible for confidential matters?
Our motion did not address that, but a non-disclosure would be in order. And I guess if the LSV didn't trust the person enough or something, then they could always make a special policy for that. But the idea is, in general, to reward grassroots involvement, unless there's a good reason not to. But I agree, non-disclosure makes sense.
I have a friendly amendment to add that in the case of personnel committees.
Yeah, ma'am. Okay. So, he asked me specifically, and I said, as in the PD motion, that it stipulates that there be a confidentiality agreement signed by any non-LSB members, because with a PD search committee component, you have listener members who are allowed to sit on those committees. So obviously the same thing would apply. And there have been previous motions passed by the PMB that address this. And that confidentiality, by the way, agreement already vetted by Pacifica's council will be coming to, or was it passed at our last CMD meeting?
It's
on the agenda, so that'll be
okay, so
I don't understand the point of this motion. Is there some policy that says a member of a committee has to be an LSB member to be chair?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Where is that?
I've read it in the past. It's tradition.
It's on the bylaws.
John, you have
if it's in the bylaws, you can't. If it's in the bylaws or it's a PMB resolution,
no,
it can't be superseded at the LSB.
No, it's LSB.
I believe it's LSB policy.
Well, then it is a proper
thing. Okay, parliamentarians should look at that.
Just to finish that, if what you're asking then is to rescind the prior LSB motion.
Yeah,
exactly. No.
Or to modify it.
Just to amend that one.
To amend the policy.
What is the policy?
To amend the LSB policy, wherever it is. John is compiling a booklet of this.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the policy that has practice is irrelevant. It's establishing a new policy.
Call the question? I'm sorry. No problem. I'm sorry. I actually oppose the motion. I think that with the 24 people that have been elected from the community to be representatives of this board, we should be able to share it with members, and it also avoids anything awkward later that suddenly when you need a committee report, you need to call on a member of the public, and it's no longer a board function. It breaks that flow as well, so I'm against the motion.
Yeah, Kim Summer,
I'm okay. Well, shockingly, Dutch and I agree on something. I frankly, on personnel and finance, PMB limits those committees to PMB directors and doesn't even allow LSB members to sit on those PMB committees, precisely because they deal with some sensitive issues. The search committees aren't open to the public, in fact, in any way, shape, or form. So, I at least would want to see the motion limited so as not to, you know, to preserve intact the idea that personnel, I don't know what the structure is of the local personnel committee if members of the public are serving on it currently, but I certainly think that, at the PND level, that isn't happening with even LSD members. So I think there needs to be some special protections for dealing with financial and personnel matters, because they're really integral to the functionality of the organization. So I would tend to agree that the chairs of the committee ought to be LSD members. So, I guess I oppose it. But at least if it's, if not, then I want to see it amended so that it does not include personnel, search committees, or finance. So
I have been
Margie Lawrence and myself. No, I'll defer to Margie Lawrence. I was trying to call the question. I didn't realize there were people still wishing to
speak. Margie Lawrence and myself.
I like the spirit of it, but I do have to agree with Josh. I think Teresa makes a lot of sense. I'd like to see that as LSP members, that when we are on committees and we find those gems who come and work, that we support them in our future elections and encourage them to run to be a member of this body. So I will support Josh on his motivation.
Well, you know, I respectfully disagree with Marty and Dutch, and possibly me or someone. I was a party member for years, from the very first election. I was a listener committee member for years, and you know, literally, they work, they continue to do work, and there are also members like that. And for us, you know, to say that, you know, the empire is going to be threatened, or you know, we don't have the capability. And the fact is that most of the team members don't get involved in committee. That most of the committee work should be done by listener sponsored members. You know, or they should be able to donate their grain of sand in a really good way. So, you know, I would support someone in setting aside maybe personnel committee or PD search or maybe not. But I just want to support this committee because as a person from experience that just didn't come in as a carpetbagger that worked his way onto this board, you know, and did, you know, religiously, not religiously, but
dedicated.
You know, and hopefully effectively. So this is why I, you know, I'm hoping to compel Dutch to change his mind.
I'm going to back in, and then we're going to call the
question.
So I just want to point out that the language says members in good standing of the committee doesn't address who's not on the committee or not. So if there are committees that the body feels do not appropriately have public members, this wouldn't speak to that. It just says if you're on a committee and a member of good standing, you can serve as the chair, whether or not you're on the LSP.
A listener member, right? A paid listener member. A qualified listener.
Your motion is listener.
This doesn't address the question of how you get to be on the committee. It just says if you are a member and you're a good standing of the committee. The criteria, this doesn't change any criteria for being a member of the committee.
Okay.
All right. Got
we'll address that separately, yeah.
Yes, all it says is that if you are a member of good standing of a committee, you can serve as chair of the committee whether you're in the LSP or not.
Are you giving a bonus?
I do speak in favor of it. I do want to point out on the question of confidentiality. On the question of confidentiality and membership, I served years ago on a news director search committee at the goodwill of the general manager at the time who decided to come to the committee to search for a news director. I was elected to it by a town hall meeting, and all of us who were on it signed confidentiality agreements and served and recommended candidates, and somebody was chosen as the news director. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that someone who's not a member of the board could fulfill that responsibility. Well, Brenda has her hand, and then we're voting.
Real quick, because I also want to support this motion, a couple of things. One is that most people don't want to chair a committee because it's an additional burden on the responsibilities of an LSD member. We have to come to once a month meetings. We also have to take part in committee meetings if we're part of PMG stuff. You have to take part in that and any other ad hoc committee in between, right? Second thing is that we need to give a sense of ownership for listener members who want to even be part of the local station board. If they don't get a chance to actually share anything within the local station board, how do you expect them to be qualified or even be willing to sit on a board if we're not giving them the option to? Third, it seems very elitist of us if we don't give that opportunity for people to do that. Because there are people who are good members, even better members than the LSD members themselves within those committees, who are more committed than people who are on the LSD, which speaks very poorly upon certain individuals on this board. But speaks very highly of listener members, and we have to respect that. And if we want more people to be involved, we have to give them the chance to be involved.
I'm being asked for a listener comment.
I know, come on.
Well, we have to do that anyhow.
Normal procedure is that we do allow listener comments before going to the board.
I've been on the board. I've been on committees at the listener.
Yeah.
These are working committees or subcommittees of this board. And unfortunately, what Brenda says is very true. A lot of members of this board, no names now, haven't really done their share. But there's no reason why you should have non-board members that I can see to be chairs. It should be a listener member. I mean, should be a board member who can report back to full panel, so to speak, to the board on whatever's going on. There's no negligence. There's no derogation of listeners. They can come to any meeting, participate whether they're members or not. But the chair should be, as we've done from the very beginning, extensively, be members of this board, and more members of this board should be members of these committees, which are working committees, to serve as committee, which in turn should serve the larger station.
In practice, for 6 years, outreach committee, we had about more than 30 people. 30 people participated from their truck was coming from Orange County with few new members. They were the ones that running the whole outreach committee as a facilitator, giving them opportunity to run the business. You know, how you expect, you know, these people to come all the way from another area, you know, to become a member? You know, we had more than any other committee members from different committees as a facilitator. They were running the whole show. They were becoming, you know, interested in coming with new idea. Why we are opposed to this idea that it has to be a board member?
Hey, I didn't get to speak before. I want to impress upon you, in particularly, CPB chairs, that $1.6 million, is that right? And you were told that this is fake material, you just read it and you will understand a lot of hard work I put into compiling all this material. From all the wonderful emails sent to me to destroy my persona as a human being. By the way, I was the one who introduced KPFK to the idea of the placard. I introduced KPFK to the idea of the John Hampton Ford Theater. All of this in 2005. I presented a budget for the so-called placards and announcements on buses. I even factor into that labor from activists in kind labor. And I, as I told Margie, sadly, because I've been moving too much, it's in boxes and stores. But I'm going to find it. I'm going to find all of that. And I have introduced Los Angeles Book Fest. All of these areas that we take for granted now, it was Bella. Thank you very much. Introduced to a membership card. That was Bella. I met with Terry Guy. I want to just read to you the last sentence here. We also fear that this confrontational and unprofessional behavior may ultimately risk the KPFA CPB grant qualification status. Perhaps you can understand our serious frustration in the face of this development. We contend that it is high time that the station gets back together and support the already existing and already functioning CAB rather than pay further.
Thank you.
Very quickly, it should be wrong for anyone to try to make the LSB to declare an illegitimate body and make it legitimate. That is what people are attempting to do by asking the LSB to vote on issues relating to the CAB. I say again, the document before you is not the product of the CAB. None of us who were serving on the CAB have the right to compile our personal ruminations and these situations and put them together and title it as a CAB report. That is what you have before you. It is not a CAB report.
Yes, sure. I'd like to echo Daniel's comments and that the report you have in front of you reflects a certain segment of the CAB committee that it certainly doesn't reflect the views of all of us. I found the atmosphere in the CAB meetings to be confrontational, disrespectful, undemocratic, exclusionary, racist, discriminatory, and extraordinarily uncomfortable. I was essentially disinvited and told not to come back. And I don't think that that's the way that a body of KCSK should function. I do feel pain, though, because on many, many issues, I agree with Bella, and I agree with Augustine. We have many, many things that we find in common. I just think that the CAB needs to be restarted with a better atmosphere in order to really produce something that's important. Thank you.
I agree with the gentleman before me about being a bad atmosphere, but I disagree about who is causing that. We had several members who were terrifically disruptive and seemed intent on preventing us from doing any serious work. A lot of sabotage, and at this point I'm inclined to think that management has had a lot to do with infiltrating these people and they seem to sabotage us.
I think you've worked
we have more time. We think for this job is working at least doing something. We got to remember there was no cap. There was always this request for the report. There was no report. We didn't have the people in here. So now we got some people doing the work, and we're gonna deal with it. So we gotta make sure that it is a fair process, right? It's not because we don't like their ideas, So it's because they gotta be there. So there was no CAB actually for a long, long time. We never got no report from CAB, So we gotta keep that in mind. What was before this? And I agree, we gotta improve the atmosphere. Yes, right. But we gotta be fair. How we're gonna do it too, or how we're gonna be part of it?
I don't know if this counts as a point of information, but I was checking my notes from January of 2011. And on the kpfk.org website, the LSB PNB menu //, the KPFK LSB committee staffing policy says resolved that blah, blah, blah. The fifth line down says that advisory committee chair shall be LSB member, just for reference for this conversation.
Yeah, that's the policy that we're
right.
Would be
just so we
agree that.
No longer speculation.
Okay, yes, question called. So, all right, so the motion is that any member good standing of an LSB committee can serve as chair of that committee. And all in favor? Think about raising your hand.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, the motion is
that
any member in good standing of the LSB committee can serve as the chair of that committee. That's what the motion says.
Any committee.
No, there's no amendments.
There were no amendments, John. It was more using.
Let's the move to amend, and
that wasn't brought up.
No, you didn't speak to it.
I believe the issue was that the debate committee, it doesn't deal with qualifications of membership on any committee. Again, please raise your hand long enough to be counted. One, two. Wait, what do you mean? I'm not pointing at you. We asked the vote question again. Oh, jeez. The motion is any member in good standing of the LSB committee can serve as chair of that committee. All in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed.
All right.
One,
I didn't get it.
3, 4.
What do you say?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I didn't count 9 before.
I call for a voice vote.
Ready? Yes. Ben Aaron.
No.
Jeff Anderson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No question.
What?
Fred Blair.
Uh-oh.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Tej Graywall.
Yes.
Leonard Eisenberg.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Ali Lexa. Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
Margie Murray.
No.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Summer Reed.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Going back for the passes and Rodrigo Argueta, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ali Letza, second call. All
right. Yeah, it's not. That's not the
Mr. Bowen,
like a half.
A motion to amend or appeal a motion previously adopted requires only a majority vote if there has been notice, but it requires a two-thirds vote without notice.
Thank you.
Can I not
vote?
It was notice. It was notice. On the agenda.
To the whole board?
It was only in the agenda.
It was sent to the board.
I didn't get an agenda.
Well, wait a minute.
Yes, it was.
Somebody
else.
So, Lafferty's
not going to
vote.
I never got this notice.
You got the agenda.
It's been on the agenda from the government for two previous meetings.
No? Yes, you're right.
The motion has been on the agenda this body for about 2 months.
Yes.
More than that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Is there a tally?
Yes,
10,
no,
8.
Motion passed.
Did you say there was another motion from the government?
To the chair?
I want the book.
I think we need to verify that this was properly noticed. I don't think it was. I did not get an agenda.
I'll point out again, this was on the agenda of the committee.
This agenda?
It was on this agenda.
Can we go?
Well,
do we need to win?
Can we go?
It passed
10-8.
We have the program oversight committee report up next, and in 5 minutes, then we take the 5 minutes. The members will please keep their.
I make a motion. We know we're at time certain 10 o'clock.
Yes, we're at 9:30, 10 o'clock, but we have 5 minutes. If people are talking, please leave the room. The Program Oversight Committee is up.
Program Oversight Committee, do you have a motion?
Yeah, but
where's
the people now?
How are you?
It more accurately counts minority community members and it is granted media rating council accreditation. Arlington services for the Los Angeles region has not been accredited by the media rating council and whereas Arlington has lost its accreditation in locations across the U.S., including Riverside and Bernardino, due to problems in its sample performance indicator, specifically proportionally across age, race, ethnicity, and other demographics. And whereas the California Attorney General 2 Arlington Police Portable People Meter Ratings Methodology that underrepresents African American and Latino listeners and its survey in the state's largest cities, and whereas Arlington reached a settlement with the Attorney General and with City Attorney of Los Angeles and San Francisco relating to the marketing and commercialization of PPM in Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, Sacramento, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, California, and where the settlement announced March 26, 2012, mandates the article change in methods by December 24, 2012. To count minority listeners more accurately, and whereas Arizona earlier pledged to use all reasonable measures to achieve media ratings council accreditation for the data produced by the PPM ratings service in all California markets. Therefore, PROC recommends that station management and the local station board desist from using Arbitrum measures until all corrective actions have been taken and Arbitrum receives MRC accreditation for the Southern California market, and further that the KSK LLC recommends that the PMB to the PMB that no Pacific station shall use Arbitrum measures until all corrective actions have been taken and Arbitrum receives MRC accreditation for all the signal areas.
I'd like to speak in support of this motion. I'd like to produce, I distribute copies from the office of the Attorney General Carmela D. Harris in regards to, yes I did, in regards to this this case, this issue. California itself was awarded $400,000+ in regards to the harm that has been done to the African American and Latino community and other minorities. This will augment the motion. If anybody wants to see it, if they haven't taken it up on
the company.
Append it to the motion.
Yeah, I'd like to append it to the motion.
Yeah.
Thank you. But I didn't recall saying it.
I see Ms. Galvin, you took my hand. We are at a time certain at 10 o'clock, so I would, if there is... I'm saying you said we would adjourn at 10, so we're not quite there.
Oh, move on to 10 at 10. No, we are...
Time certain.
Table
to the next meeting.
Call the question.
Call the question.
No, I will let you know that.
Call the question.
All in favor of calling the question?
Aye.
Aye. Seems like the eyes have it. All in favor of the motion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed?
Actually, I couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
We also have...